where there's dark, smoky places.
Some gray hair.
Because
head of the ancient ones, and so there isn't head. There isn't head gods, isn't
there? Oh, this is more recent.
Yes, recent. And so that's why they've been longer time on Baba's head than that was there. And night and day, Baba's head, so. Keep them safe.
Pretty special, right?
Very special. And treasure them and don't lose them.
Yes. I won't.
You have something? You have clothes on the carry? No pocket?
No, yeah, I can put it in my
pocket. And don't forget when you change the shirt.
I won't forget. It's pretty special. I don't think.
It was not because I wanted to be with him, not because that I had any longing or expectations, longing for spirituality or to realize myself or to realize God or to have any spiritual or occult powers or to be straight, or to be a saintly person, or to be a good person, nothing of the sort. Nothing. Takes me back many years from the day that I joined Baba. There was a period when I had an intense need to follow Jesus. Follow means follow his physical form. And I don't know whether you have gathered the story from the tapes that might have gone there or anything. Have you heard that? That was the only little longing that was there. Maybe that was answered, I don't know. But it was a sincere longing. I still remember as a student in high school, I even wept, you see. It just came up like that.
Out of nowhere,
feeling of frustration in the sense that I was not given the proper answers to my queries by my preceptors. It so happened that my father put me in a missionary school. Mission schools were the best schools. All the tricks that I had known. But then my mind played the trick that day and I went home and Mandli were there or waiting. I said, what happened to the cycle? I said, what happened? Nothing. So Baba is waiting here for now nearly 2-3 hours and you are late. Well, I had to make inquiries there. I went deep down in the forest and all that. He said, well, Baba wants to see you immediately as soon as you arrive, he said. So well, I went to his bedroom. What happened? Is the person there? I said, Baba, you know Elcha and you sent me for fool's errand, you see. See, he laughed and he enjoyed the joke. Then he says, why are you late? What happened? Made thorough search? I said, yes, I made thorough search. I went all the way out, you see, to the villages and the forest and all. So you are sure that there is no such person there? Said, some said that they had heard, but nobody has seen something. But there may be some truth then. I said, there is no truth in that. So, well, nothing is impossible. I said, yes, there is nothing impossible, that's true. But why are you late? What made you? Cycle puncture or anything like that? You had to walk? I said, no. Why are you late? Nothing, I was feeling tired, so I came late. What do you mean by that? So he just tried to extract information. So I said, I slept on the way. So what happened? You were so tired? I said, yes, my body feels tired. Well, you could have come and slept here instead of sleeping on the road. Why did you do that? So then, well, I said, my mind started saying this. So I had to tell him. So if I had returned, naturally you would have given another. Nothing, to just go, to just keep us on our toes, that's all. Make us forget ourselves. His whole thing was nothing but to keep us so engrossed and engaged. That was the yoga that he did. It was like, you go and I come. That was the yoga he taught us. All the time he kept us so busily engaged in any occupation, and it was a pleasure because However, we had exercised our freedom to become a slave. It was like that. There was no compulsion on our part. We were free. We had exercised our freedom. That's how it is. So that is the first. So he pulled my ear, I remember, twisted him. Says, never do it again. Never try to do anything behind my back like that. Never allow your mind to play such a trick. Another instance was, I don't know when it was, which year it was, I don't remember now. But I think it was at the time, as soon after God Speaks, got published or something else. So much of the talk of God and Baba, so much of it, so much saturated with the whole thing, you see. It was too much. Indigestion. So, all the time I was thinking, you see, I was even expressing my feelings to the Mandalesas. How I wish, you see, to be away from Baba. Just no talk about God or Baba or anything else, so that we can just relax. There's no time to relax, no time to think about anything else other than just hear of Baba and be with Baba and Baba, 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 Baba. How I wish that I can be away from him for some time. Such feelings started cropping up. Mind was working towards it. All of a sudden, or Aloba, you know, Aloba. Yeah. Something happened in the mandala, you see. So, Aloba flared up. The thing was that it was something very insignificant, flared up with another mandala. So Baba was the one, you see. Well, he was the arbitrator there. So he just called us all, and there he was there. Says, well, whatever the other person says is right, Aloba. So again, Aloba flared up. So but you know how Aloba is. So Baba says, all right, I know what's wrong. I know. You know, Aloba, the best thing for you to do is that you should take a holiday. But in this mood, I don't like you to go all by yourself. Then he looked around, you see. He says, Iris, would you like to go? You see, that's how he would bring about the situation. Many played the situation such a way. That's why I say that he has proved to the hilt that he is a perfect person. Forget about God or anything else out there. Well, of course, it's all his omniscience that makes him a perfect person. So I said, yes, I would like to go. So he says, then he calls me alone and says, look here, take care of Oliver. He's not in a good mood. And just be with him all the time and bring him back after a week or something. I said, yeah. To be away from Baba for a week means it would rejuvenate me, I felt, you see. To be away from him, mind you, I was so saturated that it was just, I had become like a sponge full of water, wet, you see, not my own. So I said, yes, Baba, that will be a good thing. I'll look after him very well. So where would we all go? I said, we'll go to Mahabaleshwar, a hilly resort, you see, where I thought that no one is there, you see. It's good. I said, that's good. He gave us some money. And Baba stroked Aloba and says, now be cheerful, have a good holiday. You go, Eric, you also be with him properly. He never let me know that I have been sent on a holiday, you see. But I was given a duty. Although it was a holiday for me, and Aloba didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Aloba was poor fellow scapegoat for all. So, well, we went. And I tell Aloba, look, Aloba, this is a great opportunity, not for you, but for me, you know. You know that how I wish to be away from Baba and all that? He says, yes, Eris, you also have a good time. We'll have a good time. We'll eat meat and all that. So I said, all right, we'll eat whatever you want. He says, I'll be there. As long as I'm away from Baba, it's all right for me. So whatever the diet, I didn't care. But he liked non-vegetarian food because he was brought up in that. And I was also having both combination of vegetables and meat diet. So, at our homes, with Baba, it was always vegetarian. So, we said, all right. So, while we were in the bus and train, you see, we were planning, you know. And we planned, and we were unanimous in our thoughts and decisions. You know? And says, we'll never talk about anything, nothing to do with Baba, anything, just enjoy completely. Well, now we board the bus to this place. As soon as the driver sees us, is Mir Baba coming there to that place? Means the place, the bus goes from Pune to Mahabaleshwar. We have to go in that. There's no railway connection. Mahabaleshwar is a hilly resort. So the driver says, he knew me. So he wished me and said, is Mir Baba going there? You're going there to prepare the place for him? I said, no. Well, I didn't register first. I said, no. And then I sat down. The conductor sees and is very happy. Oh, you all are going there for Mir Baba there? I said, no. He said, rather person's turn, you know, passenger. Oh, is Mir Baba here in Pune? I said, no, he's not in